The parsha talks about kibbutz avim. So maybe we'll do a little bit of a kibbutz avim type of a shaila. There was once a Jew named Menachem who came to Rav Zerbesim with the following question. He said, "Unfortunately, Rachmana Litzlan, his wife was only 40 years old. She was diagnosed with a very, very severe illness. Rachmana Litzlan, she had a very specific request that she told her husband and the doctor not to tell anyone about her illness. She didn't want anyone knowing about her sickness, not to get anyone worried, and that would be it. Menachem very much wanted to respect her wishes." But he also knew that her father, meaning his father-in-law, was a very, very proper person. He was a very big tzaddik. Her father was a very, very big tzaddik. And at the end of the day, he davens a lot of tefillos. Maybe Hashem would hear his tefillos on behalf of his daughter. But on the other hand, by telling the father, maybe Menachem would be going against his wife's wishes when she told him that he had to keep the secret, not to tell anyone. So what should he do? Should he tell the father about his daughter's sickness so maybe he could daven for his daughter? Or no, he has to keep the secret because that's what his wife wanted him to do, not to spread the news. So Rav Zerbesim first starts off the answer and said, we know that at the end of the day there's an issur against revealing secrets. The Gemara brings down in Yuma Talmud Beis. From where do we know that a person who is told something, you're not allowed to reveal it until you get reshus, until you get permission? The pasuk says by a certain pasuk in Vayikra that Hashem spoke to Moshe from the Ohel Moed to say to the people. So the Gemara brings down here that a person who reveals secrets is punished actually by being reincarnated as a mute. It's a different Rishon to bring that down. That someone who says a secret and then when they weren't supposed to, their neshama comes back but as a mute. Chavetz Chaim even says a person must keep a secret that was told to him in private. Why? Because when a person reveals a secret that could cause harm, it ruins a person's plans, it breaks down the boundaries of tznias, and it violates the intention of the person who told you the secret. Meaning the Chavetz Chaim said, it's not a Jewish thing. If someone gives you some information to be able to keep in line, then today maybe there's an isser to now spread that because a person told you not to say it, not to do it, and there would be an isser to be able to spread that news. But on the other hand, maybe Menachem has a good point. Maybe the tefillos would be able to override this prohibition. So Rav Zilberstein then goes on and says that we know, the pasuk says in Bereishis that Lavan awoke early in the morning and he blessed his daughters and his children and everything. The Sfarno brings down the Gemara and the Gemara Megillah brings down a Tesvav Amin Aleph that says that we should never, never take lightly the blessing of even a simple person. And the Sfarno goes on, even more so, we should never take lightly the tefillos and the brachos of father and mother for his children, because when a father gives their bracha to their child, or mother gives a bracha to the child, it has a tremendous, tremendous effect. The matter of the Torah is trying to teach us by Lavan. Lavan just gave him a bracha. But specifically, the Gemara brings that down, be able to show you that it's a very, very beautiful thing. The Torah even goes on and says, well, what's the whole point of kibbutz avim? Right? That your days be lengthened. He says it. What does it mean that you should honor your father and mother? Honor your father and mother, kibbutz avim, so that they may lengthen your days. If you honor your father or mother, that through them, through your father or mother will give you a bracha, they'll daven for you, and your parents will be able to lengthen your days, their children's through the tefillos and through their prayers. So Rav Zilberstein concludes, since we see the tefillos of parents are so powerful, and they could really even change the decree, it may very likely be accepted, Menachem maybe should tell his father about the illness, so that he can pray for her, so that he can pray for his daughter, that maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be able to bring Yeshua. If his wife understood the koach of this tefillah for her father, he would never hide such terrible news. Rav Zilberstein just says parenthetically, there was once a widow who sent his her son to yeshiva, and unfortunately her son got very, very sick. What happened was the Rabban of the yeshiva didn't know whether they should tell her or not, and they decided not to tell her because there was nothing the doctors could do. And at the end of the day, her son passed away. And at the funeral, they're about to close the funeral, be able to close up the eulogies. She got up there and she said, "I know the Rabbanim had every intention had every good intention for me and for my son, but nonetheless, maybe Hashem Avarachamim, he would have been able to hear the tefillos of our mother for her son, and maybe he would have changed his mind." So then the difference, Rabbanim says, Menachem should tell the father because a parent's tefillah could have tremendous, tremendous effect on the result. However, Zerbasin does say, if by telling the knowledge of her illness to the father might have been dangerous to him, to the father's help, then he shouldn't be told about it. Right? There's countless stories. I'm pretty sure it's either Rav Chaim Kanievsky or I think maybe Rav Yashiv. They didn't tell Rav Yashiv when Rabbitson Kanievsky passed away. Maybe it was the opposite. Maybe it was something to do in that mishpacha that someone didn't tell someone else, maybe either Chaim Kaminsky or Rabbi Yashiv. I'm not sure who, because it would have endangered. Rav Zerbusin even says there was once a Rav named Rav Chaim Zabolensky, who lost a lot of weight because of an illness that he had, because he didn't want his father to feel bad for him, and it would be a danger to his father's health. He used to wear a jacket on top of another to be able to hide this illness that he lost so much weight. So Be'ez Hashem Yisbarach, today's Tu B'Shvat. Tu B'Shvat's a day of tremendous growth of the trees. It's the Rosh Hashanah of trees. We should be Zochem and Hashem. We shouldn't have to be able to spread bad news. We should only be able to spread good news, be able to spread good things. As the Pasuk says in Shoftim, Ki Adam Eitz Asada, a tree, a man is compared to a tree. We should be Zochem and Hashem to always share good things with each other. And we know it's brought down by some Hasidic Sfarim. And once we hear good news, we hear someone has a baby, we hear someone's engaged, our reaction is a tefillah. Our reaction is a tefillah to Kadosh Baruch. We shouldn't just say mazel tov. It should be a mazel tov. We should say with all our heart and all our energy. And then Be'ez Hashem, Kadosh Baruch sees that we have tremendous effect, tremendous tefillah. And we hear someone has a baby, we hear someone get engaged, or someone get married. We're not just saying mazel tov. We put all our energy in that. And all that energy has a tremendous bracha, and be able to that simcha. It's brought down by Sram that your first reaction has a tremendous effect on that simcha. So we should be zochem et Hashem to not ever tell, first off, if someone tells us a secret, obviously to be able to keep it hidden. But at the end of the day, if we do share things with each other, it should only be good things. As we go now from Tu B'Shvat until the rest of the year, it says the last thing from the Sanzer Rebbe, it says that we don't go 2 weeks without a simcha from Tu B'Shvat until Shavuos. Tu B'Shvat, says the Sanzer Rebbe, from Tu B'Shvat, then we have Rosh Chodesh Adar. This year we have two Rosh Chodesh Adars. We have Tu B'Shvat, Rosh Chodesh Adar, Purim Katon, Rosh Chodesh Adar Beis, Purim, Pesach, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Pesach, Rosh Chodesh Iyar, Lag BaOmer, Iyar, and Shavuos. So Be'ez Hashem now, if we spread good news, we'll be coming into a zman now of tremendous simchas. Bizocha, there'll be only simcha in the world, and we shouldn't hear any bad news, not in Eretz Yisrael, not in America, not anywhere. And Be'ez Hashem, bizocha, to tap into this tremendous positive energy now going from Tu B'Shvat until Shavuos, Be'ez Hashem Yisbarach.